Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chertok, on a Monday morning. And, of course, all eyes on the primary tomorrow in New York. Alan, we had some visits over the weekend of former President Bill Clinton, along with Governor Cuomo, Kirsten Gillibrand, the senator stumping for Hillary at an Albany rally, as well as Donald Trump being in Poughkeepsie yesterday. And the other Republican leading over Ted Cruz right now is John Kasich. He's back in Schenectady today. What's that about, Alan?
Well, obviously, Kasich is trying to portray himself as the moderate Republican who can win. There are people who object to the idea that he's a moderate. Nevertheless, New Yorkers are not ready for Cruz, who has already tried to leverage them with the rest of the country. So what we have now is an attempt by many Republicans to have an open convention. In other words, deny the nomination to Trump and let things open up. Now, Cruz thinks if that happens, that he'll be the nominee. I don't think he will. There are many people who have been mentioned, including Speaker Ryan, who said he will definitely not run, but I don't believe it. And I think if offered it, he would. So this is why Trump is running around New York saying everywhere he goes that the convention is rigged. And when he says that, he's got to get them nervous because they know that he could throw a monkey wrench into the whole election process, either third party, one way or the other, or just taking his marbles and going home and creating a real bad feeling among all those people who voted for Trump. So what we have here now is a real mess for the Republicans, unless, of course, Trump gets it, and then they're not going to be happy because they don't want him. Meantime, on the Democratic side, things are tightening. Obviously, the Democrats are counting on the fact that the polls are right and that Hillary will win by 10 to 12 points. On the other hand, if the kids come out and we know that 76% of the young people are for Sanders, then what will happen is that there'll be an upset heard around the world. Therefore, this is going to be a huge time tomorrow in a primary that we'll see whether or not it goes the way that it's supposed to go. And if it doesn't, we'll be talking about it the next morning on Wednesday morning.
From there, we're going to jump to Brazil, where the leader has been impeached by a wide margin of the lower house. The vote sends the case to the Senate, which will decide whether to hold a trial on charges that the president illegally used money from state-owned banks.
Now, the fact is that some of the people who were making the charges are probably in the same corruption boat, and this is going to be messy. It will, because of the interdependency of everybody around the world, create problems, maybe stock market problems, maybe not. But we will see. Everybody is tied to everybody one way or the other. I'm just simply saying to you that we don't know where this is going, but I don't see it as being helpful to anybody except for a group who say we'll do better if she's out of here.
The New York Times, Alan, is editorializing on an issue that has been central in the presidential campaign, and it will be in front of the Supreme Court starting today, and that's the issue of immigration. Right. The Supreme Court hears arguments in United States versus Texas. As the Times says, one of the most flagrant examples in recent memory of a naked political dispute masquerading as a legal one.
The real issue on this one is what the Chief Justice, Mr. Roberts, does. There are many people who think that he just will not permit this kind of chaos to occur in the American political system, and he'll go with the president. If he does that, boy, there's going to be repercussions. He's already upset the apple cart supporting Obamacare. If he does this, and he says that the president's plans are not overreaching, that he is allowed to do it, and the Times, of course, is supporting that position, then I think it will be a tremendous win for Barack Obama.
Finally, Alan, I saw this item in the paper today. College student removed from flight after speaking Arabic. And this is a college student who came from the U.S. as an Iraqi refugee. He was removed from a Southwest Airlines flight in California earlier this month after another passenger became alarmed when she heard him speaking Arabic. Apparently, he was talking to his uncle. There was nothing sinister about it.
Well, obviously, the people in the plane got nervous, so they take him off the plane. The people who are listening think that his salutation sounds something like one of those things that terrorists say to each other. The way to look at this one is, what if it were you? What if you were talking to somebody in your native language and you get hauled off a plane? It is discrimination. There's no two ways about it. On the other hand, there will be those who say, better safe than sorry.